As local florists gear up for one of the busiest days of the year, shoppers are reportedly spending less on the holiday of love. As inflation and rising living costs continue to pierce the wallets of shoppers like one of Cupid's little arrows, reports are showing couples are planning on spending less on their significant other during the Hallmark holiday. According to Hello Safe, Canadians will spend $62 on average for Valentine's Day, down 2.8% in comparison with $64 in 2022. The highest recorded average for Valentine's Day spending was back in 2019 at $94. Inflation isn't stopping Kelly Green's flower and gift shop from painting their stores red with roses and getting ready for what they call the Super Bowl of holidays. "We have a few online orders now, but most of our business comes on the Monday and Tuesday," said Lisa Bailey, owner of Kelly Green's flower and gift shop. "The Sunday is slow because of the Super Bowl and the men are not out shopping, but then those 2 days are like our Super Bowl and are busy as heck." The flower shop, located at 20 Grand Avenue South, Unit 101, has already ordered in a few thousand roses and are prepared to meet any couple's floral needs. With the last few years being COVID years, Bailey finds it hard to predict how this Valentine's Day will unfold, but they are optimistic a good bouquet of roses will always be a good choice for a couple celebrating the holiday. "Lori Henry is the owner of my flower shop at 1020 Eagle Street N and has seen the price of their roses triple in cost and are offering mixed bouquets in order to still keep up with the demand. It's really supply and demand," said Henry. "All we can really do is hope for the best. Not knowing how the holiday will go can be stressful for the Cambridge florists, because they won't know how their sales will be until the holiday is already done. Both shops have had to increase their prices due to inflation, with bouquets ranging from $90 to over $200, in both cases over the average amount Canadians are expected to spend. People think florists make all of this crazy money and it's just not true," said Henry. "We do what we can and try to offer people something that will brighten their day and make their lives better."